Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Friday, March 5th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. And Glenn's gotta go. Today, MEC President Greg Davidovich posted a letter to AFA members about a new system of corporate partnering that is taking shape. The partnership seeks to change the rules for flights between the U.S. and Europe and poses an enormous threat to job security for United flight attendants and workers across the aviation industry. The first foray into this new corporate world of joint ventures was announced by United Airlines and Aer Lingus in January of last year. Aer Lingus and United Airlines announced an innovative extension of their relationship on select long-haul flights between Europe and North America. It was decided that these new partners will launch service between Washington, D.C. and Madrid, and passenger tickets went on sale in April 2009. The flight is to begin operations in several weeks on March 18, 2010. It's abundantly clear that this is not a simple violation of our contract. It's an affront to the very foundation of our agreement as it attempts to redefine who we are and the flying we do, or in this case, the flying they have outsourced. This first arrangement has been designed to assess the response of workers and governments to a new method of circumventing existing job protections and outsource work. The issues associated with how management is outsourcing jobs are complex, but the consequences are straightforward. Less flying, decreased schedule flexibility, seniority stagnation, and a continued downward pressure on our wage and work rules. Management's foray into this new world of outsourcing will only result in a furthering of openly antagonistic labor relations. One thing is clear by their actions. Management has little to no regard for the consequences of outsourcing work that rightfully belongs to United flight attendants. While we continue to focus our advocacy on congressional oversight, legislative remedies, and enhanced scrutiny of overly broad grants of immunity from antitrust laws, we must use every method available at our disposal to voice our vehement opposition. We are taking our protest against the actions of United management to the streets. On March 17th in Chicago, and in Washington, D.C. on March 26th and March 28th. We must be clear on the fact that this is a very real and imminent threat to our industry, our jobs, and our future. It is the first step down a path of destruction that cannot and will not be unchallenged. Join us in protest and on the picket lines as we fight to save our jobs and the security of our future. Call your local council for additional detailed information. In support of our efforts to oppose the outsourcing of our jobs, a number of actions have been planned for this month. The outsourcing of our jobs is something that affects everyone, and we encourage you to join us to demonstrate our opposition of this ill-conceived attempt to move flying away from United flight attendants. Contact your local council for details. The activities planned for March are: on the 17th, Aer Lingus protest at Wacker Drive from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. On the 26th, Aer Lingus protest at Washington National Airport from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. And on the 28th, Aer Lingus protest at Washington's Dulles Airport from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Last year, we determined our collective contract goals through member surveys, face-to-face discussions, local meetings, and various forms of electronic feedback. You voiced your priorities, and our negotiators gathered all of your input to produce our opening proposal for negotiations, which began on April 6, 2009. As of today, it has been 57 days since the amendable date of our collective bargaining agreement, and April 6th will mark the one-year anniversary of the start of our Section 6 negotiations. Plan on joining your AFA sisters and brothers April 6, 2010 for another day of worldwide informational picketing events in support of our contract negotiations here at AFA. The events will take place at each of the 14 councils. More information will be posted on our website shortly. Recommit yourself to achieving improvements. Be a part of the Flight Attendant Negotiations Network, the FAN. Join the picket line on April 6th to demonstrate our resolve for a new contract now. If your flying schedule prohibits your participation on the 6th, get ready for the next protest and the one after that. We won't back down. We will stand up together for the improvements we need, the improvements we've earned. United has announced this afternoon the bid period for the 2010 Purser Recurrent Training, the LDR, will open today, March 5th, and close on March 15th. This represents a very last-minute announcement of the timeline, as well as a significantly abbreviated bid period. Bids will close on March 15th so that preference month awards will be known prior to the end of April scheduled bid period on March 18th, which could impact your April schedule. United will disseminate this information with additional details in the April cover letter, as well as onboard update and front page news, and we encourage you to read the information carefully and place a bid on file for your preference month. The LDR training will begin next month in April and continue through November 2010 and covers 2 days at the Palmer House Hilton in Chicago. Details specific to your domicile for training requirements, travel arrangements, and procedures will be outlined in the monthly cover letter. After 5 days of intense mediated contract negotiations, the Association of Professional Flight Attendants, the APFA, at American Airlines are still without a contract. Negotiations ended Wednesday with an indication that APFA will be seeking to be released from mediation, beginning the 30-day cooling-off period towards a potential strike. APFA is currently in discussion to determine if a strike vote will be taken as early as this weekend. Previous talk of a strike vote and release from mediation were put on hold last month in hopes that the latest round of negotiations would yield more positive results. APFA President Laura Glading reported that negotiations concluded Wednesday evening after APFA gave management their most recent proposal that addressed the flight attendant needs and company concerns, and management broke off discussions saying they would not be in a position to make a counterproposal and left negotiations. Glading cites management's walking away from negotiations as the conduct is just another demonstration of the company's bad faith bargaining. Issues that remain unresolved include pay, benefit, and productivity, with management claiming that any pay increases must correlate to increased work hours. Similarly to our situation at United, pilots, ground workers, and other work groups are conducting negotiations concurrently with flight attendants. This week, United informed us that the recently announced reciprocal cabin seat agreements with ASA, SkyWest, and Republic have been canceled. These agreements were announced last week and scheduled to begin on March 9th. Despite having reached agreements, implementation is unable to continue due to concerns regarding the express carrier seat inventory controlled by the respective mainline carriers. The cancellation of Republic does not impact our current agreement with Frontier, which is owned by Republic. Despite this unfortunate setback, we will continue our advocacy regarding these and other agreements in the industry. In November of last year, we informed you about United's decision to give elite status flyers unlimited complimentary domestic upgrades. This new policy went into effect at the beginning of March and applies to domestic upgrades to first class and preferred economy seating when space is available. Upgrades are handled by customer service representatives on the ground prior to takeoff and do not require any action on the part of flight attendant crews. As if past travel hasn't become challenging enough, with the implementation of this program, we can effectively say goodbye to most opportunities to non-revenue standby, that is NRSA, in the first class cabin. This is another erosion of a benefit once enjoyed by employees, and is even ironic that United makes a decision to give anything away and not contemplate a way to increase passenger productivity in exchange for the complimentary upgrade. Well, that's it for all this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.